The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to the land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I had a great retreat and I prayed for everybody. To tell you more about it at some point. But a little tiny thought for you here. This morning. They say that they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might only touch the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The reason why Jesus had tassels on his cloak was because it was required in the holiness code from the book of Leviticus. It says, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them that they and their descendants must put tassels on the corners of their garments. When you see these tassels, let the sight of them remind you to keep all of the commandments of the Lord." And just for your curiosity's sake, when you look at the stole and the tassels on the stole of my vestment, not this one, but the ones I usually wear, there's 10 tassels, right? And that's why there's 10 tassels. So tomorrow you're probably only going to be counting tassels, right? But anyway, that's why there's 10 tassels. And it says that whoever touched the tassel on Jesus' cloak was healed. So the question for you here this morning is, what would have happened if the people had touched the tassel on somebody else's garment? Nothing would have happened. Nothing would have happened at all. Question for you here this morning, was there something magic about Jesus' tassels that wasn't found in somebody else's tassels? And the answer is no. He got his tassels from the same guy everybody else got their tassels from, the local tassel maker, or tassels.com or Tassels R Us, wherever they get tassels. The difference was not in the tassel. The difference was in the faith of the one who reached out to Jesus. And it's the exact same thing for you and me. You ever noticed that when Jesus heals somebody, almost always, there's something physical involved. There's something like a tassel that they reach out and touch, or there's mud that's made from spittle, or someone lays on hands, or someone rubs someone's eyes. There's almost always something physical involved. That's because Jesus is preparing the way for the sacraments, which always involve something physical. Now, a little word about the sacraments. The word sacrament, as I think I've mentioned to you before, the word sacrament just means pledge. The Latin word is sacramentum, and you think that means sacred or holy. It just means a promise. And the promise is that God's invisible grace is promised to be delivered by this visible, tangible thing that's in a sacrament. You know, like the oil in anointing, or the water in baptism, or the bread in the Eucharist. There's always something visible. But like Jesus' tassels, there's something magic about the sacrament. Like the sick in the marketplaces, like the people in the crowd, the difference is in our faith. Or as I like to say, you receive as you believe. I think a decent image for a sacrament is a garden hose. Let's think about a garden hose for just a moment. It's just a channel that delivers water whenever you turn the faucet. A sacrament's very much like that. It's a channel that delivers God's grace, but then there's the question of that faucet, isn't there? How much you turn that faucet, that depends entirely on you. You can turn it a little. You can turn it a lot. Or you can turn it not at all. Once again, the difference is in our faith. You receive as much as you believe. Now, that doesn't mean that your job is to come up here and get the Eucharist and just really grit your teeth and clench your fists and just say, I really believe. I mean, it's not going to hurt, but that's not really the essence of what I'm talking about. There's three things we do that block God's grace from getting through to us. Three things we do that keep us from turning that faucet, so to speak. The first is freely chosen sin. You can't love God and also choose to break his commandments. It's one or the other. They're opposites. If you love me, the Lord says, keep my commandments. The second is in our freely chosen attachments. Now, I have to give you a separate homily on this sometime because it's a big subject, but an attachment is a freely willed clinging to some created material thing and for its own sake. It has nothing to do with leading you to God or loving somebody else. It's just like a little idol, and it creates a divided heart, and a divided heart limits what God wants to give. Do you know what the third thing people do that keeps them from receiving what God wants to give is that they won't forgive. A lack of forgiveness blocks God's grace, and so many of us live in a prison of our own making. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about feelings, I'm not talking about memories, I'm not talking about emotions, I'm talking about a freely willed decision to hang on to old grudges. Limits what God wants to give. A little tiny thought for you this morning from the touching of Jesus' tassel. There's enough grace in every sacrament to make every one of us a saint today. The difference is not in the sacrament. The difference is in you and me. So, like the people here in the marketplaces, let's reach out to receive what Jesus wants to give and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Scholastica, pray for us.